covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
I don't know, that strikes me as funny. Well, you need something to laugh on. Don't look at your 401k today. You will not be laughing. And I don't need you bursting into tears, but if you need some counseling, you can call the Common Sense Hotline at 888-999-66, 888-999-66. We will take counseling immediately here online. All righty then. Our next guest, Bill Walton, the chairman of the Rappahannock Ventures LLC. It's a private equity firm. And he also Rush River Entertainment, a feature film production. After the 1,000-point dive in the stock market, the question is, who's to blame here? First of all, Bill Walton, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you. So who should we hold accountable?
I think you can start with the Fed. I think you can start with the monetary authorities, both in here in the United States and in Europe and in Japan. And, you know, we're looking at really a failure of government a couple places. One, you know, the monetary policy, which is the only tool we've been using to prop the economy up. And also you look over at China. I mean, China is a command and control economy. And everybody had such great faith in the tyrants in China to keep their economy going. And what we've seen in the last 3 months is as the world changes a bit, their government's not able to keep up with the what they need to do because they're not depending on market forces. And we're seeing a collapse in the Chinese market as well. And all the markets are connected all over the world. And I think we're seeing the failure of people trying to guide things from above and not relying on the market.
Well, that is a scary time for people in the market. Some people liken it to Las Vegas, frankly. You know, you put your money into a mutual fund of whatever sort. And, you know, let's be honest. That's what most people in the middle do. They trust some financial advisor, or at the workplace they invest a certain little bit of their paycheck every week and maybe put some other stuff in there. But three or four other people take their profits off that cake before they ever get their slice, and everybody knows that. And so, but it's what everybody does, so they just kind of fall into line and are hurtled along like sheep. And I wonder if that's, you know, is it good for everybody?
Well, it's not good for everybody. I think we've gotten to a point where the markets don't trade on supply and demand. They trade on what the government policies are, and the stock market in particular has had a lot of faith that the Federal Reserve is going to keep interest rates at zero, which of course is terrible for savers, but it's good for hedge funds and it's good for large cap companies. And they're talking now about raising rates a quarter of a point, and just that slight increase, I think, has sent everybody into panic that the Fed's going to take the punch bowl away during the party.
Well, and it's a whole quarter of a point. I mean, what were interest rates, say, in 1980 or 85 or 90?
1980 interest rates were 10-12%. You know, if you had savings of $50,000, you could make $5,000 or $6,000 a year in your savings. Now at zero, you put it in and you lose money because of inflation. You know, we've had, when we let the market work, interest rates tend to be, they tend to normalize around, I don't know, 5-6%, 8%, something like that, depending on where you are in the cycle. But I think
I guess you're trying to get a piece of real estate right now, I would, because if I'm understanding what I'm hearing from you and from others, this quarter point increase will come sometime in late September. Is that about right?
Well, they're now talking about hitting a pause button. The Fed governors are now debating whether they even ought to do that. My view is that they ought to let the market rate adjust. It would be great for savers. And I think the markets would adapt. I think if you took the Fed out of the picture a little bit, I think the market forces would work. We'd see a market correct, and then it would start going back up again.
Well, I guess we better keep an eye on that. But if it starts to move, and the reason I asked that, I was talking to a friend of mine who's in the mortgage industry, and they said yesterday that they saw their mortgage rates go up an eighth of a point and could go up another eighth of a point today, which and basically in anticipation of the Fed making a move here. So it's making a quarter point move overall in a 48-hour period. Haven't seen the mortgage rates fluctuate much in recent memory. And that's something people should be aware of as well. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage and the interest rates click up for the Fed, then it's going to click up for you, correct?
It will click up. It'll go for everybody, both for borrowers and for savers. But I think we've got to keep in mind the economy is really, it's sluggish, but it's not, we're not as over leveraged as we were in 2008. And, you know, I think the market got addicted to zero interest rates. And I think if they start going up, the market will get off that heroin. And, you know, the economy is going to go forward. So, you know, if I'm sitting out there thinking about locking up a mortgage, now's a good time to do it. You know, rates were in the low single digits in the 50s in the United States, and then it went all the way up to, well, I don't know, 15% in the late 70s under Jimmy Carter until Paul Volcker came in and fixed it. And they were up in that range, and they've been drifting slowly downward in the last 25 years. And at zero, there's no place to go but up. But I don't see, there's not enough demand in the economy right now to push them way up. But I do think now would be a good time to get a mortgage, even if you're looking at paying a quarter point or half, three quarters of a point more.
Yeah, lock it in for 30 because it might be the smartest move you make because rates, they can't stay here forever. Of course, we've heard that for quite some time now. Bill, give me one tip for the day before we run. Got about 30 seconds here. Give me one tip where somebody could put a dollar and maybe have a fair chance of some return.
Well, I remain in large-cap multinationals. The reason they've got better balance sheets than the governments of the world do. Most of them pay a good dividend. And if you can stand the volatility, you know, stocks for the long run has always been a good bet. You know, if you look at the chart from 1980 to today, and it's been a steady trend upward with a dip in 2000 and then in 2008. But if you put it in then, you would have compounded 6-7%, and that's better than you can get anyplace else.
That's for sure.
You got to be able to stand looking at that 401k envelope and having it a lot lower 1 month than it was the month before.
Bill Walton, thank you so much for being on the Steve Gruber Show.